Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
I'm very excited for the movie Beautifully Broken to be out in the cinemas next week. It's a story of how three families' lives were intertwined. And one of the main characters in the story is Randy Hartley, and he's joined us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
Sure, sure. It's evening here.
Yeah. Well, that's right, it is.
Well, we're in Tuesday, so it's okay. It's going to be fine.
There you go. Okay, good. Tell me what happens tomorrow.
You can sleep easy tonight. Tomorrow comes. We can guarantee it.
My advice would there be make go. Sure the there batteries in your alarm clock are working. That's how my Tuesday started.
Okay, very good.
Well, look, we appreciate your time and the opportunity to hear from you, because we're looking forward to this new movie coming out. It's next week for us. It's going to be in cinemas, but it tells your story, and it's a true events that are told in the movie. But it's you're the father in the movie, which I can only imagine what you and your wife have been through, with this story, which we'll get you to share a bit of here without too many spoilers, because obviously we don't want to give the game away, but. It's just amazing that you guys have been, able to be very transparent, share your story, because it's very heart-wrenching what you guys have been through.
Sure. Right. Well, it is, but I tell people if the name of the movie was Broken, I wouldn't want to produce it and write it and be in it. But thankfully, it's Beautifully Broken.
Mm.
And like so many things, God can take your trials and tribulations and turn them into victories. And I truly believe that was the case in our situation. And it is a shame that oftentimes when tragedy strikes and things happen like it did in our family, often through shame, we feel like we need to keep it hidden in darkness. And in my opinion, that's the devil's work of trying to keep it in that dark place so that shame can take you. And, God is the light. And when the light shines, he can make good of it. And we're so thankful that that was the case in our story.
So true. It's so true you say that. Right from Genesis chapter 3, we see shame coming in from the very start. And that's, as you say, the enemy loves to use that to keep people bound and trapped in their past failures, mistakes, in your situation, it was
absolutely
none of you did anything wrong. It wasn't your fault, but still shame was having a huge impact in there, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and that's the key. And I think that's really one of the things in our whole movie is if you look at the three families, they all had a situation thrust upon them that was none of their own doing. And yet they, each of us were forced to try to see what we can do and make the best of the situation. And thankfully, the lives of the three families became intertwined in a way that, if you really think about it, once you see the movie, each family kind of saves the other in a unique way that is hard to foresee or predict, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is all true. I mean, I produced it and helped write it, but more than that, I lived it. So I can testify to you that it is a true story and a fascinating one.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see it. I mean, obviously, it really does paint that picture of God's fingerprints in all of your lives. I mean, as you say, the three families whose lives have all become intertwined over the years. But it's just an incredible story of, I guess, God's grace and his mercy in each of your lives and each family.
Amen to that. And the other thing it really speaks to is how things happen in God's time, because who would have thought over the course of, over a decade, what you might think is a coincidence at the beginning becomes really just divine tapestry at the end, and the way that the families became intertwined. Who would think that a guy in Nashville, Tennessee, and an executive with a coffee company in Rwanda, and a subsistence farmer in Rwanda, how in the world could those lives ever become put together in the way they did? And that's how you know it's a God story. I've told people, if Hollywood wrote the script, you could laugh it off as unbelievable. But Hollywood didn't write the script. God really wrote the script.
Mm.
And all we did was take notes from observing over what was happening over the years.
That's cool.
So I give all the credit where it belongs, and that's to him.
Oh, I love it. And I love it that, you know, obviously as a family, you sponsored a child to help them, but that child tenfold went back and helped your family.
Amen to that one. That's one where I have no problem being an enthusiastic witness, because while we're thinking we're helping somebody through Compassion International with our, you know, whatever the dollar amount was per month, boy, did it pay off in spades. When out of sheer desperation and a dad one day, I got a letter from the girl we had sponsored in Mahosa and thought, you know, I'm taking my daughter to Rwanda. Who knew? Mm. And I said, God knew. I didn't know, but God knew. And it really did reflect how we were so blessed by that connection. I'd like to think we were blessed more than we've blessed Mahosa. Although the good news is we've actually maintained that relationship to this day.
Oh.
And she's still doing outstanding, and we keep in touch. So that's been great.
Oh, that's so amazing cool. to hear that. That's so awesome.
It's so awesome. Wonderful to hear that. I mean, obviously the work of Compassion around the world is impacting, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of children and, of course, their families as well. But just... you know, this one example of just how dramatically it has played out. And as you say, I mean, it's, you know, blessings both ways. I mean, you guys have obviously benefited in unimaginable ways through that sponsorship. Who would have thought, you know, was it actually, because I mean, I'm intrigued with this.
Don't give anything away, Robbo.
No. In the movie, you go to a Toby Mac concert. Was it actually Toby Mac who you saw in concert all those years ago?
You know, it's funny you say that, but no, because the actual concert we went to happened, 13, 14 years ago. In real life, it was Amy Grant.
Oh, wow.
I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
Amy Grant happens to live in Nashville, Tennessee. And so when we went to do the movie, I was suggesting that we make it an Amy Grant concert. And I kept arguing for that. And the producers finally told me, very unceremoniously, Randy, only someone your age thinks Amy Grant would be more attractive than Toby Mac.
Oh, no. So Toby Mac it was.
But nevertheless, it was. Yeah, we did. We truly found out about it at a concert sponsored by Compassion. It just so happened it was it was Amy Grant rather than Toby Mac.
That's so cool.
All right. Well, we'll give you on that. But we all know who Amy Grant is. So don't, you know, you're in good company. You're in good company.
Well, very good. Well, that's the blessing of living in Nashville or in the Middle Tennessee, is they actually both live in this area. And that was why it was so nice to have Toby come in and graciously agree to be part of our movie. And he's really helped us in the promotions and so forth. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Love it.
And the other
one,
as far as musos go, Michael W. Smith has a part in this movie as well. He plays your pastor in the movie, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And to tell you the truth, he does a fantastic job. If you didn't know who he was, you would just think he's a very good actor. But it was very nice to have Michael. One of the things he graciously told us is he has the opportunity to participate in lots of movies, and he turns down most of the scripts, but he was intrigued by the story and really wanted to be a part of it. And again, because he lives here, it made it easier. But we were very thankful that he was moved enough by the script to agree to be a part of it. And again, does a very good job, not just adding some credibility for him and his name in the movie, but actually as the actor, he does a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. I know he's a big advocate for Compassion himself, so that's would have been a part in his decision as well, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. He has sponsored bunch of children, and he and I have personally spoken about that, about the blessing that you get from sponsoring a child. So I greatly appreciate him and appreciate him more after the movie and learning more about him than I did just when I knew him as an artist.
Excellent. That's great. Cool. Well, look, it's been so good to chat with you, Randy. As mentioned, the movie's out next week in cinemas, 24th of October, and I can certainly highly recommend it. It's a great story, but very well produced movie as well. So get along to see it if you can. There's details on our website about it, but also an opportunity for you to share your beautifully broken story as well in amongst this next week or so for a chance to win a great hamper as well. So we appreciate you sharing your story, Randy, both on the phone with us today, but also through this cinematic release of Beautifully Broken.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. I hope people will go see it. You won't believe the storyline. I can just tell you it's a true one, and I pray that anyone going will be entertained and inspired, and I appreciate you having me.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.